Okay, let's pray to start, okay? Heavenly Father, we thank you. Although we only few people here, and we thank you. We joyfully worship you, and right now, please be with us, and you will speak to our heart. We thank you, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Okay. 2 months ago, I started a series of messages on the makers of peace. The reason for preaching these messages came from the epidemic in the past 2 years and the occurrence of natural and man-made disasters everywhere. So instead of helping each other in love, people are hurting each other due to selfishness. Yeah, so pretty bad. Countries compete with each other because of their own interests. Political struggles in the country bring divisions among people. We all experience that. In the family, in addition to difference in personalities, the frictions in daily life and the generation gap cause different opinions and unmanly things. Different political positions make the situation even worse. There's no peace in the family. If people cannot live in peace, then it's impossible for people to live in love and joy. I feel very anxious and sad facing this world that lacks peace. In prayer, I ask God, what should the children of God do? What should we do in this situation? Immediately, a Bible verse pop into my head. It is what Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. You know, according to the original language Greek, this word is a erenoponoia. This word in the original language is a maker of peace. In English or in Chinese, we translate as a peacemaker, kind of only narrow down the meaning. It's peacemaker is one kind of the maker of peace. You know, you make all kind of the peace, but in our words, a peacemaker only that we you know, make peace between peoples, right? Anyway, so I arrange 5 messages to help us to be people who can make peace. A person without peace cannot tell others how to have peace. This 5 messages can also be called the 5 steps to truly have peace. Now again, if we don't have, we cannot help others. So make sure, the children of God, we are sure we have. Right? In each step, we obtain the truth of peace from the Bible, which not only helps us to know how to have peace, but also helps us to know how to help others in the future and become a person who can make peace. Today, we come to the last message. Having peace in this world. Let's briefly describe the 5 steps first and then explain the 5th step more clearly. If you want to review the first 4 steps, you can find it on the church website. In the first message, knowing the truth, we talk about the true meaning of peace, the content of peace, and the domains of peace. We also learn that the Lord Jesus is the only assurance that we have true peace. Because again, the Lord Jesus is the only assurance. Since there are four domains in the field of peace, we use four messages for further study. They are having peace with God, having peace within you, having peace with others, having peace in this world. Christians all know that it is in Jesus Christ that we can have true peace. And to receive this true peace is to reconcile with God. Through confession and repentance and accepting Jesus as our personal Savior. Therefore, reconciliation with God is the first thing we must do to have peace. So in the second message, having peace with God, we talk about the importance of having peace with God. That's why we must the first know the truth, then we there's four steps, there's four domains. You can see this, we're not going to go to the detail. On the second message already. Yeah, because having peace with God is the starting point of having peace, having true peace, right? And also is the source of having peace with yourself. The foundation to have peace with others, the power to have peace in any circumstances. In this message, not only do we talk about why do Christians not have peace with God, we also provide the path to have peace with God. I don't know if you still remember or not, maybe you, would you please read step one?
Repent. Believe God is God, believe in God's words, believe God loves you.
Yeah, we there's that. And in the third message, having peace within you, we examine the eight basic needs of human beings and explore the reason why there's no peace in ourselves. So that is the eight basic needs we went through on the third message. Also from the Bible, we found our path to have peace within us, the path of having peace within yourself. Yep, there's a two step. Again, the first step is having peace with God, because, you know, we've said that many times already, right? And then we need to come before God. You know, even we reconcile with God already, but a lot of things will trouble us, right? So we come to before God and we pray, with petition and with thanksgiving. Yeah. That's the path and the third message we emphasize. And in the fourth message, having peace with others. We talked about how to have peace with others. We emphasize the importance of harmony with others. We know from the Bible that the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross completed the salvation, not only to give us peace and reconciliation with God, but also to enable people to overcome sin and have peace with others. Again, when we have peace with God, the salvation, the Jesus, through Jesus, we can have the power to overcome the sin. So because, you know, the interpersonal the relationship, what caused the problem? It's the sin. You know? That then we'll, that through Jesus Christ, we overcome sin. So then we can have peace with others. Therefore, we must bear in mind that the Lord Jesus paid a heavy price for our peace with others. And we must remember that the Lord Jesus is the key to our peace with others. I encourage everyone to, you know, to practice these familiar ways and, you know, apply in the exercise, hopefully, with this, the process of having peace with others. I do it this way, so you can see the 5 steps. Would you please read? Praying
earnestly,
examining honestly, acting passionately, collaborating wholeheartedly,
emphasizing reconciliation.
Yep. Now we come to the last message, having peace in this world. The 4 domains in the field of peace are close related and in established layer by layer. That's to say, if a person living in the world wants to enjoy true peace, you must first make peace with God, right? And then you make peace with yourself. And then make peace with others. And finally, we can enjoy peace in this world. Before talking about the truth of this last step of having peace in this world, I want to first ask a question. Okay? Are we never bothered by anything in the world if we have peace in Jesus Christ? Should we never be bothered by anything at all? Definitely not bothered by a lot of things. Of course not, right? Having peace in this world does not mean that we will not be bothered by anything. Yeah, the world filled with trouble, right? Obviously, there are things in life that should bother us. Things like getting hurt, getting sick, losing loving ones, or failing, you know, disappointing, a lot of things, right? There are things in our life that we cannot fully control. For example, everybody can get sick. Everybody can get into an accident. Everybody can get laid off, and everybody can get criticized. Nobody like to be criticized, right? And there are many unfair and unjust things, as well as all kinds of temptation in the world. Yes, there are many things that can bother us. If someone say they are very spiritual, you know, they are not bothered by anything, then you ask why, you know. They don't care, no good. You know, if when you see something unjust, you feel fine, then you are a bad person, okay? We don't be bothered by a lot of things because of the sinful world, okay? A lot of things will bother us. How can we, then, how can we still have peace in this world even we are bothered? No matter preaching or not, everyone actually try to find the answer for this, right? Nobody wants the Bible. People want to have peace, want to have happiness, right? Everyone, doesn't matter if they are believer or not. You know, there are some tips the people found to work best when, you know, when you're trying to not let things bother you. You can see, actually these some tips it works. You know, first one is what? Not react at all, right? And often the best thing to do. You know, someone won't argue with you, you just walk away, right? Or sometimes someone bother you, you can do nothing, right? Just, right? Then it works, so it helps. Second one is what? Stop exaggerating the things that bother you. Sometimes you're too focused, you only think, ah, you know, you're getting worse, right? And be optimistic instead of pessimistic. Yeah, we say that, but your personality is sometimes very dominant. You know, people, them, you know, no matter you're Christian or not, some, a lot of Christians, they are pessimistic, okay? we need more help from God sometimes, right? In certain area, it's our weakness, right? Don't assume the worst when something bad happens, you know, sometimes. Yeah, some, you know, it won't help, okay? There's something if you can prevent, you think something, you know, try, but something you cannot do it out of control, you just say, oh, terrible, terrible. Then, you know, it bothers you more, right? You know, you lose your peace right away, right? Okay, the last one, embrace the power of humor, right? Sometimes it works. That's a coping mechanism. Yeah. You know, many times I say, you know, the world, Bible, the science, the wise man talk, or the proverb, you know, many, non-Christian or Christian, we all learn from it. They have that some value, you know, right? To some people, these tips may help sometimes. Yeah, to Christian is also, right? But most of the time, it really depends on what kind of the trouble people are facing and the personality of each person, right? Some help, sometimes it cannot. Even you notice this, sometimes it can help you. You know, unfortunately, most people cannot really have peace in this world just by simply follow these tips. Otherwise, it will be so easy, right? Like a good medicine, everybody should use it, right? No? Yeah. We Christians, just like everyone else, are facing many things that make us upset, angry, and sad in this world. What makes Christians different than others? We should have a solution, right? So we see the way to have peace in this world. How can Christians still have peace in this world even if we are bothered? I'm going to answer this question from three aspects. First is overcoming temptation and desires of the world. You know, the second one is to overcome troubles of the world. And third one is overcome disturbance from people. So basically, these three areas we go to talk about, and I think these three areas can cover all aspects in our life. The first one, first I want to say a lot of problems, they take away our peace, are caused by temptations and desires of the world. In John chapter 2, 15 to 17, would you please read?
Do not love the world or anything in the world.
If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For anything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of the life, come out from the Father, from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. There are many philosophies in the world that teach people to cultivate one's moral character, which are somewhat useful. Let's try to be a good person, not be tempted to do certain things because every one of us have some weakness, because this temptation or desire, we do something bad. When you do something bad, you cannot have peace. You actually create something, you don't have peace in you. People around you cannot have peace, right? So some of the problem can indeed be overcome with people's own effort. We try to, certain self-improvement, to Chinese, we have a lot of that kind of the teaching, right? How to be a good person, right? But each of us have our own weakness, which are difficult to conquer. Greed is caused by different desires in different people and brings different harm to each person. Believing in God, we have it. So in Romans chapter 7, verse 19 said, "For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do. This I keep on doing." This Paul said, in a Christian, we all face something good we should do, we are not doing, right? Something we should not do, but we keep on doing. But then, in 24, verse 24, would you please read 24 and 25?
What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin.
So believing Jesus Christ, through God, rely on Jesus, we have the power to overcome our sinful nature. So then we have a solution to face the temptation, to overcome the temptations and desire of the world. We Christians face temptation and desires of the world. We can rely on our Lord Jesus Christ to overcome this without losing peace and in our sin. Again, Christians still sometimes we fail, right? Even if we accidentally sin in our weakness, we can still repent and reconcile with God by confessing our sin and gain peace again. So that's the solution now Krishna don't have. Either we have power to overcome, or even we fail, we still have a chance to gain our peace. Okay? Many Christians can overcome the common sins recognized by the world. Okay, so all the bad things, the police will catch you, all the people know, you should not steal, you should not beat others forever, right? This, all the things all should, many Christians, we can overcome that, right? But we still fell into worry too much about gain and lose. We still, we struggle with the jealousy from the pursuit, the fame or fortune. Yeah. In Psalm 16 verse 4, would you please read? Those who run after
their gods will suffer forevermore. I will not pour out my patience and blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips.
This verse reminds us we should put God first. You run after something, no matter your career, no matter something you want more and more and more, and then you will go to lose peace. So we Christians put God first so that we value things from an eternal and correct perspective. Then we will have peace. Again, we Christians put God first so that we value things from an eternal and correct perspective, which can help us suppress the bondage brought out by worrying about temporary success and failure. When facing failure and loss, the wise man tells us that every cloud has a silver line, and setback may turn out to be a blessing in disguise. It's wisdom, right? The words of wisdom. Yeah. It give you some hope, right? The cloud has silver line, that means that the sun is still there, right? Yeah, we Chinese have a very lovely song, is that the sun over the cloud, right? Yeah, the same. And they always say, oh, the setback is okay. Setback, when you fail, you lose certain things, you're not successfully make certain things, and you feel bad, and they say comfort you, say setback may turn out to be a blessing, right? So, but this only tell people that you never know. Just give you some hope, comfort you later, right? Yeah. And it's undetermined. You're not sure. You just say, okay, maybe, right? Maybe, not the end of war. It's comfort later. However, we Christian can have more. In faith, we can say that if the all-knowing God, all-power, almighty God, who loves us, allow this happen. But because God loves us, right? When we sad, we disappoint, God knows it. If you love someone, you want to be happy, right? I hope you really love someone. Then you know why I'm talking. Like I have children, I love them. I want to see them happy, right? Like I'm a pastor, the member in this church, if someone sad, I must be sad, right? I want you to be happy. So, God loves us. God don't want to see us, you know, in sin, right? We are not happy. But God even allowed this to happen. Then, I know something must be better waiting for me, right? Because otherwise God will not allow this to happen. So for the Christian, yes, that come with a comfort verse we also are very familiar with. But we have God's promise, God's love, and make us even stronger. We have direct help of our Lord Jesus to enjoy the peace and joy, and no one can take away. So that is the you know, when we face this world, however, something we care, or the temptation, the desires. We come to the second one. Overcome trouble of the world. Look, this is not because of you. Okay. No one will deny there is trouble in the world, including our Christian, even Jesus said, okay? wait a second. I think I can write this one. We remember this week, it's a memorized Bible verse, John 16, verse 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, okay? Even Jesus said so. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So as a Christian, we know. So it was no surprise, okay? No surprise. There's trouble in this world. In our life, even more direct, right? Our life will have some trouble. But Jesus said that we can rest assured because the Lord Jesus has already conquered the world. No one likes trouble. No one has trouble, right? Yeah. But we have many trials and sorrows in the world, and we cannot fully understand why. Sometimes why God allowed suffering to exist? But, you know, no matter you like to draw or not, okay? Only different levels of lightness and darkness of the painting can show the beauty of the painting, right? A different layer, a different shade, right? Yeah. Usually true love is only seen in adversity or only in the many, you know, or movies or read stories. The true love usually you only can see in bad situation, right? Yeah, like everybody happy every time. And then when you get in trouble, you don't know who is your true friend, right? Yeah. Also, people like to eat. The best dish are not just favored with sugar or salt. You know, the chef will also add, even beaten, right? Hot, right? You don't know. But then you mix it. They even including the bitterness and the hotness, right? So I try to say, yeah, I agree. I not disagree. Nobody likes trouble. But in a rich life, also showing the beauty and splendor of life through the suffering of the world. Again, I'm not saying I know why all the suffering, okay? We cannot fully understand. But through this, I just said, you know, God allowed this to happen. Yeah. Really, I'm not saying the suffering is good, but we have to know that the whole world is cursed because of human sin. Okay, so that the world is corrupt, right? Everyone faces natural and man-made disasters in this world. But as God's children, we believe that God is love. Again, I hope every day you repeat this. I try to say, you know, God is love, and what? He loves us. He loves me. Okay, say God is love. God loves me, and God is good, and He's good to me. Right? Every day tell you that. We believe that God is an all-knowing and almighty God. His way is higher than our way, and His thoughts is higher than our thoughts. Yeah, you're all familiar with this Bible verse, right? Romans chapter 8, we just read 28. Yeah, 28. And we know that as all things God works for good.
Who have been called according to His purpose.
So quite important, do you love God? If you love God, you then it's a very good progress, right? Again, our love is a response to God's love. Yeah, we first, that's why I always pray you can feel, can really know God is with you and God loves you every day. And then we respond to God, His love. And then when we love God, we face this any situation, we are fine, right? Oh, see, God works for the good of those who love Him. Yeah. We should bear in mind the promise that Jesus gave us. Also, this, always remember that. Yeah. They will have trouble in this world. But take heart. Jesus overcome. With God's help. Yeah. When we're facing trouble, we still have peace in Jesus Christ. And the last one. Overcome disturbance from people. Yeah. Interpersonal relationships are one of the most important factors in whether a person is happy or not. You agree, right? Yeah. So the mood of average person is most often influenced by others. That's why if you're happy, you're a happy person, people around you benefit from you, okay? But if you're not, you're very bad. You not only feel, you make everybody feel bad, okay? So it's important we are Christian, we should pursue happiness. It's God's will in Jesus Christ. Also, it's good for us, and also good for our whole family. Our people, everyone around us will be benefited, right? So try to be a peacemaker. A person have, you know, make peace. You have peace first. You have joy first, right? You have a good influence, right? Yeah. For these people actually, we can divide people in two categories, right? One is people who are related to us, and the other is people who have nothing to do with us, okay, at all. No, very remote, very, very remote, right? Yeah. Just want us to spread gospel to every corner of the world, right? So that's why as a church, we involve the mission. We want, have a big heart, right? We pray for the people we don't know. That's God's will, right? I have a Bible verse. I didn't put it. Okay. You believe in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. I urge that first of all that petitions, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people. Right, so remember at the beginning we briefly talked about the fourth message. We already talked about having peace with others. In that message, we say the Lord Jesus is the key to peace with others, right? So we also encourage everyone to be very familiar with the process of perfecting this process with the peace, these five things. Yeah. But people don't believe in Jesus. Even we know the key, you have the key, but they're not accepted, right? So it won't work, right? People don't want to make peace with you, right? Even we use this. We really sincerely, we pray earnestly, we examine honestly, we do all this, right? You will necessarily win other side's peace, right? Because it's two sides, yeah. Even if you try your best, or even if there are people in the church, what should we do? I hope it won't happen in this church. So far, so good, right? Yeah, we need to be grateful. Our church members, we love each other. And we should always pray for them. Yeah, when new people come in, we should be good. We have all of the love. We make friends with them. But someone cannot in this world. It's not in this church. Even someone in the family. What should we do? If we do all these five steps already, okay? Yeah. The simple answer is this. To the people in the world, we hope that they will be believing. First, we say if they're not believing God, we hope that they're believing God to be saved, right? We do whatever we can in love to help them, right? For those we cannot do anything about, or those who we have tried our best already, we shall have peace in the Lord. So, if that person cannot make peace with you, we just pray, lead to God. Not be bothered. Okay, not be bothered. We shall have peace in the Lord. If before God we have peace, then we shall have peace. That means we do all we can already. Even the people close to us, even in the family. But make sure we continue to pray for them. But not bothered by that. because there is nothing you can do right now, right? Live to God. When it is a poor, whatever the person is, a good person or a hateful, a bad person, we should not lose peace in our hearts, in sadness or resentment. Again, if the person, I try to say is, I'm not saying only because they are bad, so we cannot have peace with us. Whatever reason, sometimes just live, you know, don't analyze. And we did on second one, right? Examine ourselves honestly already. If the fault fell on us, we say sorry and we repent. We change, right? But if not, we did it, and before God, we have peace. And then stop analyze. Because after then, you will see how bad that person is. That's no good, right? You just live to God, because, you know, I think sometimes it's quite important. Don't think how bad that person, because he cannot be good friend of you, with you, right? Just live them. Now we do all we can already. Pray for that person. And then you can have peace. You are no longer bothered by that person. It's very important. Because you more think than how bad he is. You maybe have a bad thought, okay? And then you steal away, take away your peace away, because you then maybe have something no good, right? Yeah, it's quite important. Again, there is a Chinese proverb. You see, good is reward for good, evil is reward for evil. Not if it is not repaid, the time has not come yet. Okay? So, even an unbeliever, Chinese saying, they say, you know, just whatever. This talking about something, someone is bad, or hurt you, or something, you know. They will get whatever they deserve, okay? This is not a bad thought. Even in the Bible, okay, in Psalm 73, the guy actually really frustrated because see the bad guy actually, you know, get wealth and get everything, you know, everything go the bad guy's way, right? And then he said, once he walked in the temple, you know, see God praying. And then God let him see, so what he see? The bad guy actually later on will be punished in the eternal, right? So that's this actually, people use this to comfort people who are troubled by injustice. Yeah, in our life sometimes, yeah. So we Christian, the children of God, should be comforted more easier, you know, easily and have peace through faith that our God is loving, compassionate, fair, and just God. So a lot of time, actually, I pray, and I know God knows it, and I feel fine, right? Injustice, or that the bad person, you know, are winning, right? I know God knows it, and I felt so comfort. Yeah. I'm not saying we see the final day. No, I'm not talking about that. I just say God will say, and I God give me, you know, feel His love. I say pray that person come, you know, repent. Yeah, see the justice, because should temporary gain actually lose eternal blessings, you know, not really gain, right? Yeah. When people are in this corrupt and uneasy world, they face temptations and desires deal with loss and failure, face troubles, feel helpless, or face disturbed from others. They try to find various ways to pursue true happiness and peace, despite sorrow and sadness. Everyone try to be happy, right? Yeah, but all these three aspects we are facing. They try to comfort themselves by saying, again, every cloud has a silver lining, and sadness may turn out to be a blessing in disguise. Or tell themselves it doesn't matter. Or say, with no expectation, there's no disappointment. You know, recent year, I heard this so many times. From who? From the parents. Oh, I feel sad, and I try to comfort them, you know, because, you know, different generation get. The old generation want hold on. The more tired, the more close their children run faster, more far away, you know. And then comfort themselves, they, you know. I just say, that's why I try very hard, try to do something I started in the past decade, right? Cross generation, to let understand each other better. Yeah. Even this world, actually, they comfort their little, you know, fear. But kind of sad, right? It's a disappointment. Even they say no disappointment, but actually, when they say this, they're already they're disappointed already, right? You know, use this to just reduce some sadness. I feel a little bit better. To help themselves, put it this way, they try to help themselves not feel too bad. And they talk each other, try to cover each other. No expectation, there's no disappointment. Or say, forget it. When you say forget it, it's kind of, right? But it didn't help. Because when, you know, to stop emotion pain, it helps. Say, forget it. Right? Or say, it will pass. Everything will pass. Right? This, you know, time will take care of it, right? It will pass. Yeah. To make hope alive in despair. Yep. In a way, this can be very helpful. Actually, people use this. But as children of God, you and I have not only the knowledge of this kind of the, you know, human wisdoms, right? But the promise of God we have. We have the biblical Bible, the truth from the Bible. We have the promise of God, but also God Himself who loved us and is with us. Now let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us peace in Jesus Christ. May we all be people who have peace and positively influence this generation, so that people around us can see that even if the world is full of disturbing things, we can still demonstrate God's grace and glory in peace and joy. May God's love and power help us be people who can really make peace for others and make peace for this world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's sing.